This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Friday it repelled a nighttime drone attack from Russia a day after Moscow launched a new wave of missile attacks in the run-up to New Year's celebrations. The attacks came 10 months into Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. In recent months, Russian strikes have targeted the energy grid, leaving millions in the cold in the middle of winter. Ukraine's Air Force said on Friday morning that Russia attacked Ukraine overnight using, quote, Iranian-made kamikaze drones. Japan has started requiring COVID-19 tests for all passengers arriving from China as an emergency measure against surging infections, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move came as Japan faced a rising number of cases and record-level deaths at home. The recent daily death count in Japan has exceeded 400, which is higher than at the peak of an earlier wave in August, when they exceeded 300. All people who test positive for COVID-19 will be quarantined for up to 7 days at designated facilities, and their samples will be used for genome analysis. The measures began ahead of the New Year holidays marked by travel and parties. Authorities have said that direct flights between China and Japan will be limited to 4 major Japanese airports for now. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil on Friday mourned the death of one of its brightest stars, soccer legend Pelé, who died at age 82 after battling colon cancer for just over a year. Outside Sao Paulo's Albert Einstein Hospital, where Pelé had been undergoing treatment, fans gathered to mourn the loss of one of the greatest, displaying Pelé memorabilia on a clothesline by the entrance.
Cheguei a assistir Pelé jogar.
67-year-old Antonio de Paz said, I'll never forget him, the Brazilian king of soccer. This is VOA News. Indonesia on Friday removed all remaining measures to control the spread of COVID-19, effective immediately, since most of the country's population has antibodies against the disease, President Joko Widodo said.
Maka pada hari ini, pemerintah memutuskan untuk mencabut PPKM.
Quote, there'll be no more restrictions on gatherings and movements, the president told a news conference, noting that the decision was taken based on the latest infection figures. Before the announcement, most mobility restrictions had already been removed for recipients of at least one booster vaccine shot, but authorities still required masks to be worn indoors and use of a COVID tracker app when entering most public spaces. A U.S. House committee plans to release 6 years of former President Donald Trump's tax returns today. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to release the former president's tax returns from 2015 to 2020. The committee had obtained Trump's personal and business tax records while investigating what it said in a December report was the Internal Revenue Service's failure to pursue mandatory audits of Trump on a timely basis during his presidency, which is IRS protocol. Trump broke from political norms by refusing to make his tax returns public, though he did give some limited details about his holdings and income on mandatory disclosure forms. Donna Warder, Washington.
The confirmed death toll from a massive fire at a casino hotel complex in western Cambodia has risen to 25 as search efforts resume. The blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino and Hotel on the Thai border started around midnight Wednesday and was extinguished more than 12 hours later Thursday afternoon. The death toll was expected to rise once rescuers can access victims who are believed to be under debris or in locked rooms. Local authorities said an initial investigation found the fire may have been caused by New Year's holiday decorations that drew too much electricity, causing wires to overheat and burn. The death toll from a fuel tanker explosion in a South African city east of Johannesburg last week has climbed to 34, the health ministry said on Friday. A truck carrying liquefied petroleum gas became stuck under a bridge in Boksburg last Saturday, triggering a leak and a blast that instantly killed 10 people. Quote, the death toll from the Boksburg explosion incident has risen to 34, the ministry said on Friday, after 24 people died over the following days of severe burns or other wounds. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ray.